Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from one of the planning committee organizers for the Grand Junction Sesquicentennial that's coming up this weekend is Alan Robinson now joining us. So thank you very much, Alan, for being on.
Hey, Coltrane. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, Alan, we've got a whole lot of stuff to get through for people, and hopefully we can do it in 7 minutes here, but you've got a three-day event coming up this weekend starting Friday the 2nd through Sunday the 4th. Let's quickly go over what you've got on the slate of events for Friday.
Okay, Friday we're going to actually start off with an historical-based event, and that will be in the Community Center sponsored by Greene County Historical Society. Mike Peeple is going to make a great presentation on movie theaters in Greene County, and is free and open to the public. And then in the evening, we start with our first big live entertainment, and that's going to be happening about 7 o'clock. We have this local group, Through the Darkness. They've got a really good, strong following of younger people. These are the Gathercole brothers who grew up in Grand Junction, graduated from East Greene. They all work locally in the area, and I think they have a few band members like from between here and Des Moines. And they performed quite a bit around the area. They did a really nice concert in Jefferson at the Elks Lodge when we were raising funds for the community center. So it's going to be in the space that's directly east of the community center. With the concert going on there, we're also going to have our beverage garden in that same general area. And that beverage garden is going to be opening up on Friday, roughly 4 o'clock, and continue till 12.
And then your carnival, you're also going to be kicking off on Friday.
Yeah,
as
the
well.
Carnival really will be setting up on Thursday. It's actually we've contracted them for 4 days, so it's good. But you know, generally the crowd will be coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sure.
We're doing a pre-sale of tickets right now, so you can get 20 tickets for $15. So we have that underway. And with the carnival going on and the entertainment in the evening, we also have Off the Track Players working in conjunction with Grand Junction Horizons. We'll be doing a live play at 5 o'clock, which is sort of, they keep it kind of secret and then they let it out what it is later. And that will be followed by an ice cream social at 6 p.m., both in the community center.
And then on Saturday, you've got a whole lot of things to kind of let people kind of absorb throughout the morning, afternoon, and evening.
Yeah, you know, we've had so many groups in Grand Junction really step up and get involved. We've got the Lions Club is having an amazing car show, but our library has just really stepped up, and they're hosting a breakfast from 8 to 9:30 a.m. in the community center. We also will be honoring our longtime resident, Jack Teagarden, who passed away just in November. His son, Kevin Teagarden, who technically resides in Pella, just purchased Lakeside Golf Course, rebranded as Lakeside National, Northwest of Grand Junction, and they'll be having an open golf tournament in Jack's memory at 9 o'clock that Saturday morning.
And then you've got like smaller but yet very important types of contests that people can be a part of.
Yeah, we've got, you know, some nice historical tie-ins. We're having a contest, a trivia contest, we're running through our Grand Junction City newsletter. There's going to be a best beard contest, pie baking contest. This is all being put forward by Horizons, and they're also doing a box luncheon at noon on Saturday, and that we'll be following the parade because the parade will be coming down Hager Street this year. It's going to start at the ballpark,
okay,
go north to Hager, west all the way to 9th, and then come down. So that's going to be kind of another venue area, Hager Street, which is really just between the two churches, the main part. The tennis court is there. The Sisterettes are coming, so they'll be performing after the parade. And then we'll have some things moving back up to Main Street. People's Bank is sponsoring a kid's face painting. And then the library is sponsoring the Blank Park Visiting Zoo. Those will be in that whole two-block mix where the library, the bank, the community center. And then about noon, the beverage garden will reopen because we're, okay, you know, we have a meal going on, but the garden reopens and it'll stay open from noon all the way to midnight because then, you know, another big event on Saturday is the Jamie Kelly live performance. And Jamie's a very well-known performer throughout the Midwest and beyond, and he lives in Boone, so our Jagged Edge salon owner, Amber Richards, brought him to us because she has always been his hairstylist. You know, he's a performer, so his hairstylist,
of course,
it's got to be top-notch. So she's the one, see?
Yeah, sure.
She's got the in. So sure, she helped bring Jamie to us. And she and her husband have been very big on putting some really great bags tournaments together in the community as fundraisers. So they'll be doing another one Saturday afternoon down at the ball field. Well, there's also a kickball tournament that's going to go throughout the afternoon. And
yes,
back at the community center, we're also going to have the Greene County Singers come in because, you know, they always draw a crowd. That's a great group. Beef producers, they're going to be serving a meal from 5 to 7 near the beverage garden carnival entertainment area. So,
and then your parade registrations, can people still sign up? Is there a deadline?
Yeah, there's an opening. They should just contact City Hall. Oh, and I also want to point out on Sunday, I am working with the Greene County Historical Society. We're making a presentation that's kind of really encapsulating everything we've done, 150 years, but based on what we're branded as Grand Junction Transportation. And the program is called Grand Junction, 150 Years of Transportation and Transitions. Because this town has had some ups and downs over 150 years, but we're still there. We're flourishing. We've had great, great, great engagement with volunteers stepping up to really just push this whole thing forward. So we're really looking forward to a terrific event. But we kind of want to, you know, end on that note that the 150 years look back is over. Transportation's still here. We have our railroad. We have our highways. We have wonderful Greene County paved road system that leads off in various directions. We're very excited. You know, there's just been a lot of good things going on in the community in the last year, and the summer is going to help kind of showcase a lot of them. That will be at the community center also, and that'll be Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
How much does it cost to be able to get into see those nighttime entertainments in the beverage?
Yes, to get into the actual entertainment venue will be $5 per person.
With the sesquicentennial, I know there's a lot of stuff that you need to go over. Why make the Grand Junction sesquicentennial go over 3 days?
Oh, that's a very good question.
Yeah.
I guess we just wanted to, first of all, I should point out we branded this as GJ150. For those of us who are of a certain age, I myself lived through the first centennial. It was 1969. I was 13. I just could not believe all this information that was presented to me about this town, which I just thought, how fast can I get out of here?
Right.
But wow, I was so amazed and so impressed and just overwhelmed. And so I developed such a passion for this community because it has such a vibrant history. As you go forward, you really want to reconnect with that. But I look at all the middle-aged people who have families in the community that, you know, that's not the same for them. So we wanted an event for them. And so that's why we had the carnival and the parade. And then I think Jamie Kelly is really going to connect with that. But then you look at all the millennials. We talk so much about them in Greene County, but we seem to do so little to kind of reach them. So I saw Through the Darkness perform at the Elks Lodge in Jefferson. It's good music that age group could connect to. And I was very happy we could sort of bring in Through the Darkness. And being a local band, it just made sense.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with one of the planning committee members for the Grand Junction Sesquicentennial event coming up this weekend is Alan Robinson. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.